This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a nationwide address, President Obama has asked Congress to postpone a vote on using force in Syria. For now, it's about diplomacy, as the international community explores ways Syria might turn over control of its chemical weapons arsenal.
I've ordered our military to maintain their current posture, to keep the pressure on Assad, and to be in a position to respond if diplomacy fails.
The possibility of turning over the chemical arms was brokered by Russia, Syria's biggest protector. Rachel Dornhelm looks into how much that former superpower has invested in Syria.
Syria was one of the Soviet Union's big allies during the Cold War. Russia still has a Navy installation there. But the Carnegie Endowment's Andrew Weiss says the base isn't much of an investment.
It's really basically a glorified gas station that can handle four or five ships max.
The Woodrow Wilson Center's Matthew Rajansky says Russia's stake in Syria is about geostrategy more than economics. That's a change from 2 years ago, Rajansky says, when Russia was still hoping to recoup billions of dollars Syria owes it from arms and infrastructure deals.
I think all bets are off on whether that's going to be paid now. And I think what's changed dramatically is the relative importance of those debts versus other interests and equities that Russia has at stake in Syria.
Rojansky says Russia could still stand to benefit financially if its efforts to avoid a U.S. strike sow goodwill ahead of the many rebuilding contracts that come at the end of civil war. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.